Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to Stynie, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. We're going to pass it along to Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky. And it was born out of an idea. Daryl the Guru Johnson, tired of being the butt end of gambling jokes, is taking it to heart. And it's time for Guru's Picks, right here, right now.
And the sprinkle of the blood is just on us. He's hot, Stynie, so he gets hot and
yeah.
And the sprinkle of the... I'm about to put a banana on my face right now, Kyle, because your boy is 2-0. It's getting hot in here. And something about taking off all my clothes, but it's cold outside.
Yeah, please keep those clothes on. You are on camera.
I am getting so hot.
Guru's
2-0. 2-0.
He had the under in the Kings 76ers game a couple nights ago. Last night, he had the Raps -5 against Washington.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by BetQL. Get more information before you place your bets. Check out BetQL.com, an awesome website that uses data and simulations to help you be a better. Bet smart and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Guru, give us your lock of the night.
It is the Miami Heat, favored by 2 on the road, playing the surprising Houston Rockets. But Miami, shockingly 10-14, winners of 3 in a row. And I watched the showdown they had with New York 2 nights ago, 98-96. They won at home. They are about to get hot. They're not as bad as their record displays. And tonight, they go knock off on TNT the surprising Houston Rockets. I wanted to take the Warriors. I didn't want to do that to Dub Nation early in case, you know, I fall off. So it's Miami Heat -2, Matt Stymans and Dan Dimley.
Man,
All right. Lock
that ass up. He's hot. Well, it's getting hot in here.
I
so
like
take
that.
Off all your clothes. Now, Guru, will you be making picks tomorrow and Sunday as well, or is this a Monday through Friday only?
Monday
proposal?
Through Friday. Yeah. The swamping needs to, you know, 2 days to, you know, go to the lab, relax, and come back strong, Stynie, for the next 5.
I mean,
so
this
it's
would
a
be
Monday
a
through
great
Friday
start.
Bit, is what
yes,
it
sir.
Is.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
So this will be a great bit. This will be a great bit, and it's a great start. 2-0, Goo. 2-0.
Yeah.
So Spend good luck
my
to
gambling.
You.
Yeah.
Good luck to you. The goal. What's the goal, Dib? 17-13?
Well, that would turn a profit you know, every wager is 1.1 units. So if you go 17-13, those 13 losses are actually worth 14.3 in arrears. So even 16-14 would turn a slight profit, but 17-13 is what we're looking for. And we have a song in case Guru happens to dip into the negative, which, you know, we've been kicking around what sort of cold songs we'd play, hashtag cold play. But nice. Right now he's getting Nelly. He's getting hot in here because he's hot, 2-0. He's scalding.
Obviously, foreigners in the waiting room.
Look at nice
with
pool.
Cold as ice, right?
Yeah, could
but,
be.
But
could
you know
be.
What, Goo? They don't have to make an appearance. They don't have to. They're not going to make, you know.
Yeah.
You just got to avoid those long losing streaks, just
hashtag
like the Warriors.
Ride the Goo.
Yeah, that's my boy. Yeah.
We're riding the Goo right now. We're riding the Goo. And, you know, if the Heat doesn't cover, and then, you know, maybe tomorrow's pick. I'll be off tomorrow, but I'll definitely be listening.
You'll be out of here. Yeah.
I'll be listening on my drive to a vacation spot to be named later. And if you happen to lose Friday, then come Monday, then maybe it'll be baby, it's cold outside, or, you know.
Sounds like you're
Oh, the pandemic is over. Dibs. Yeah.
Oh,
no.
A little jab from the goo.
I love the jab.
I'm jealous he won.
Well, I know.
Where you going? It's, yeah. Yeah.
You know.
All right. Warriors tonight, Orlando Magic starts what Dibs has dubbed the Dirty Dozen. 12 more games left before the All-Star break. I don't even like saying that, All-Star break, because it's a joke. They're 13 and 12, and we're talking about what the goal is, and I think the goal's got to be 7 wins would be nice. 7 out of 12, 7 and 5. I think anything more than 7 would be just incredible. Not incredible, but it would be – you'd be on the plus side for sure. I think 7 and 5 –
J.J. Walker, it'd be dynamite.
It would be. Is it realistic, though? Is 8-4 realistic is the question. They got Orlando twice. They got Charlotte twice. They got the Heat. And they have a tough 3-game roadie to pick it up. Goo, you're the one that this is the most important to because you're maybe the most likely to fall out of this thing with a bad stretch. But how confident are you right now?
I'm very confident. And there is no rule that says you can't beat a team twice. So I see the Lakers at the end of the trip. That could very easily be a win. We don't know if AD is going to be around, but I know we got a couple weeks until we get there. And what about the Phoenix game? Phoenix embarrassed the Warriors with no Devin Booker. And I think that's one on the Warriors calendar that they'll have highlighted Dibs. Portland, I mean, they got their own injury thing going on. So, you know, when I take it game by game and I say, hey, if the Warriors won that, including this Saturday, I cannot wait for this showdown with KD, Kyrie, and Harden. But if the Warriors somehow can get that game and I'm expecting them to slaughter the Magic tonight – Steiny, give me 8-4, damn it, because at some juncture, you got to do something different out of the ordinary or you're going to be 500. Things got to change, Dibs.
Yeah. It does have to change or it doesn't have to change because you haven't won 3 in a row and you haven't lost 3 in a row. So that might be who you are. You might just be, you know, 37 and 35 or 35 and 37. You might be 39 and 33. Heck, if they get to your point where they're 44 and 38, that means they won 5 in a row or 7 of 8, whatever. They avoided a 3 or 4 game losing skid. And if they wind up in Dibberville, call me Dibberclaws, then, you know, and I said, what, 33 and 39, that means you lost 4 of 6. And that means maybe this 12 game stretch, you go 5 and 7 and you start your slide. And it all depends on health and, obviously, how many games you can win that you're expected to win. So far this year, they've pretty much won the games they're expected to win. They've lost the games you would expect them to lose, except for the Laker game. This year has gone basically according to plan.
I think, and that's the thing about it, and Goo, that I think, too, is I think the season has gone about like I thought it would. But I'll be honest, like Curry's been better than I thought he would be. So I guess if I would have thought Curry was going to be playing this way, and I don't mean this to be a knock, I thought maybe the team might be a little better. But what I do think is overall the team's not quite as good as I thought it was, but Curry's making up that little bit of difference. And so they are a 13 and 12 team, if you know what I mean.
Well, I do understand where you're going, Steiny, but I'm still, again, and I mean this, and it went into my calculations. I still think we're going to get more from Drew and Wiseman. And when I say more, you know, more impact. And, you know, like I said, how we started the show, I'll argue all day that Wiseman, when he was playing, fellas, had more impact than Looney. And I understand why, at times, Looney would be on the court. But for this team to get to where I want him to be, James Wiseman, Andrew Wiggins, and Oubre got to do some things different. And Oubre, he's already showed you on a good night I could get you 40. It's about the basketball IQ. That can be fixed, Dibs. And Wiseman, we just need you to get healthy. And then Wiggins, more aggressive. And those three, to me, are the key for us to be looking at, 25 games 19-6 instead of 13-12.
Wow. 19-6. That'd be better than Utah.
Yeah, I was throwing that out there. Yeah, I know that's unrealistic, but I still think we haven't seen the best of this team. And talking to Mulder, man, he was like, there is no limit. There is no cap.
What about Draymond? Because Draymond's been a real, not a question mark, but he's kind of been up and down. I'll tell you what, why don't you guys take a listen to this for a sec? This is because we've been talking a lot about Draymond and his shooting. Steve Kerr was talking about Draymond shooting, and it almost sounds like he doesn't care. Take a listen.
No, I don't give it one bit of thought because Draymond's shooting doesn't determine whether we win or not. His defense and his control of the game, both physically and emotionally, are what win games for us. And when he's playing the way he's playing now, it's amazing to watch, you know, just the results, but, you know, his impact on the game. And I don't know, I think he hit a three against San Antonio. He might have hit one against Dallas. I don't even remember, nor do I care. You know, that's just not really what's going to determine whether we win. If obviously if he makes a few, great, you know, then that only increases our chances. But I don't worry about Draymond shooting at all.
Goo, I see you kind of nodding and shaking. You know, you didn't like it.
And I love Kerr. I don't like it because your shooting does impact the game. His shooting does impact the game. Kerr, i.e. San Antonio, I don't care if he was trying to draw a foul or not. He missed a shot. It counted as a shot attempt. I just don't understand how somebody's job description can just get wiped out of the most important facets of the game, Dibs, and that's scoring. And I'll say this, if he's so impactful, you would be 3-1. You wouldn't be 2-2 on that four game. You would be 4-0. I'm not seeing the impact of 500. That help me, show me the impact. Because you win that game in Dallas. You win that game in San Antonio that you dropped. If his defense and his impact is all that, to ignore what you're not getting offensively. I'm sorry.
It's just not always about scoring. It's like thinking about Steiny as a radio performer. We're not looking to Steiny to be the funniest guy in the room and, you know, cut it up and cue up the laugh tracks. Now, can Steiny joke around? Yeah. Can he occasionally get us a bucket with some humor? Absolutely. But you're not looking to Draymond Green to go out and give you 28 points in a night. You're not looking for Steiny to be the unknown comic and, hey, waka, 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 look at me, I'm hilarious. It's not his role.
Dibs, I'm not saying that. Wow. Yeah, real quick, Steiny, I'm not saying that.
Look at Steiny.
When you tell me offense doesn't matter – when you tell me offense doesn't matter, then I hone in on just how good you're playing defensively. And you can't tell me he's playing so great defensively that the offense don't matter. That's what I'm saying. Forget offense. He's not playing that great a D to where it's okay for the offense to be gone.
Now you're coming
That's
down
what I'm
Steiny's
saying.
Road, and I won't stand for that because Steiny does a great job in all aspects of the game. Now, maybe – you know, the humor, he's not filling it up in the humor stat. That doesn't mean he's not impactful.
Spadoni, Kyle, jump on here. Come on. Guys, seriously.
I told you about my big tip, right?
This is a serious question. Please tell me I'm better at being funny than Draymond Green is at scoring. Please tell me that. Otherwise,
Kyle got
what
the
mic. What are we doing, Kyle?
Hello?
See, now, being the butt of a joke and getting people to laugh counts. That counts.
That's like taking a charge. Yeah, you and Draymond.
I think you're unintentionally funny better than Draymond is intentionally good at shooting, if that makes sense.
That's a Roger Federer right there.
Oh, my God.
That's a backhanded compliment. That was up the line, 15 love.
Two-handed backhand right there.
Bebe, bebe.
The genius of me, Kyle, is that what you call unintentional, I see as intentional, and it's part of the genius of being able to laugh at myself.
Yeah,
you see?
Yeah, no, I think that's right. Unintentional is maybe wrong. It's you're funny when you get angry, though. Whether you're embellishing it for the bit or not, that's what's funny.
Right.
Where Dibs has good like one-liners and funny analogies, and Guru the same. It's when you're like Spadoni, when you get that stuff going. That's great.
Thank you.
Stoddy, what? Hold on here.
I shouldn't leave.
How did my great take get hijacked though?
What'd you say again?
I said, forget the offense to Dibs about Draymond. Oh. I'll give you that. Defensively, he hasn't impacted the game well enough from my eyes to where it's okay for his offense to be a zero. He's not DPOY, Steiny. He's not close to DPOY. But let me tell you, because if he was, this team wouldn't be 13-12. Let me tell you what impact he does, giving Steph Curry the ball. I'll give you that. But don't sell me on defensively. This dude's playing out of his mind. If he was playing out of his mind on the defensive end, this team would be 4-0 on that road trip against two softies, Steiny. Let's keep it in context.
Guru,
man,
what was their defensive rating without him versus their defensive rating with him? And you know, you can bring Wiseman in or no Wiseman, but this team is defensively.
I'm just asking you to tell me how great defense Draymond's playing.
Playing great defense.
He's playing great defense.
I heard you say that how many times this year? Let me help
me?
You.
Me?
Zero. Yeah, you've never said on this program to me and Steiny, Draymond's playing great defense. You've never said that.
He's playing great defense, and I've said it ad nauseum, Guru, and you're too busy trying to lick your wounds after a Jockberty loss, and Steiny's too busy trying to not butcher the next read to actually listen to what I'm saying.
They set the place on fire before the weekend's
four.
Over.
Right, jeez. The stretch four.
The roof is on fire. This? That's because it's what I do.
I wasn't even in this one.
I could care less. Let Friedel pick up the pieces.
Hey, Goo.
Thank you, Nick.
Goo. Draymond Green is still above average, and that's being conservative defensively.
They're 13 and 12 with his great impact on the defensive end. Okay.
Well, what if
they gave up 180 points to the Dallas Mavericks, but he's playing great defense. He's anchoring the great.
Their field goal percentage defense, I believe, is in the top six.
Yep.
And
I'm just more curious. Is Draymond better as a scorer? Is Steiny better as a joker? 888-957-9570. That to me is the real question.
You better get the rundown up because I'm not taking those calls. You're going to have to take those calls.
I'd be happy to take him as you try to trudge up something for your notebook. Patrick Cantlay, by the way, 8-under at Pebble Beach. 888-957-9570. Is Steiny better at joking around, or is Draymond, Mr. 1-for-3, better at scoring the basketball in our league?
I'm a man of nuance. Goo. He's still a hell of a defender, and I would argue that if he weren't defending as well as he has, they'd be 10-15 maybe.
When you talk about impact, you win those games in Dallas and San Antonio that were right there to be had. I'm not hating on Dre, but don't sell me. He's playing great defense. You know who's playing great defense? DPOY candidates. He's not one of those. And to just get a pass offensively, I don't see what he's making up defensively to where it's that damn great. People are living in the past. Or you would have came back from the Lone Star State 4-0 or at least 3-1 if the defense was great. The defense is okay. He's their best defender. But don't say he's great. This team 13-12, and it's okay for his offense to be null and void because he's playing great defense. And they're 13-12 and gave up a buck 50 almost in Dallas and San Antonio. Miss me, man.
Wow.
Miss me with that.
So hold on. Let me see if I can come up with this off the top of my head. It doesn't matter. Steph Curry's great. He's having the greatest year of all time. But he shouldn't be penalized that the team's 13-12. Everybody else has to do more. Why doesn't Draymond say everybody's got to do more on defense? I mean, I didn't say that right, but no, I just – Goo, come on, man.
Yeah, Again, I'm just asking you straight up, Stein. He's playing great defense. He's a his impact on defense. And I didn't say are they a lesser defensive team without him. That's obvious. They are. Dre's a good player. But when you tell me he's playing great defense and you come back and give up those numbers on the road with him out there and available.
Why is he responsible?
The same way Steph Curry is in the MVP discussion, Steiny, because when it's all said and done in totality, they're 13-12. So you take away from Steph because they're 13-12. Well, if Dre's playing great defense, what impact is it really having if you're 13-12? So the same rules apply.
Right, the same rules apply, but it takes all five on offense. It takes all five on defense, and really – for the standpoint of our show, it takes more than just five. It takes the listeners to decide hard questions. 888-957-9570. The calls are pouring in on Funny Steiny versus Draymond as a scorer in our league. Let's go to Steven in Vallejo. Steven, what do you got, Steven? What do you got?
Hey.
Is Steiny funnier or is Draymond an offensive threat?
You know, in radio, just like in all sports, it's a team sport. So Steiny does rely on you guys a little bit to help him be a little bit funnier. But I would have to say Steiny is about, I don't know, I'd give him about a 48% on the funny meter compared to Draymond's, what, 30% from three. So
wow.
I'm going to have to go. Steiny is funnier on this one.
It's a great uptick from Steven and Vallejo. That's one vote
Steiny.
For Steiny.
And he's happy
and Guru, for me to say they're pouring in like organic syrup on a stack of flapjacks. Let's go to JJ in San Jose. JJ, you want to weigh in on the biggest debate in local sports. Steiny funny or Draymond a threat? What up, JJ?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. I actually think Steiny got this by a landslide, man.
Yes.
You know, he's kind of like, yeah, I think he's kind of, he's funny, but in a very, I don't know what his name is, but the teacher from South Park kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that he's the most animated, but, you know, he kind of has these little things, and then we go, that kind of stuff is hilarious. You know what I'm saying?
JJ, give me your address.
Thank you,
tell
JJ.
Spadoni
Mr. Mackey.
Address.
He's talking about Mr. Mackey, who, hey, Cartman, hey, what happened to Kenny? Oh, Kenny's dead. You know,
that's good. Hey. Two cries.
Yeah, thank you. Two cries from my South Park. Misha's in Richmond. Misha wants to weigh in on the biggest debate in local
Misha.
Sports. Steiny, ha-ha, or Draymond knockdown shooter? What up, Mish?
I got Dre all the way. I love you, Steiny. Sorry about it. But this Dre hate has got to stop. It's getting out of control. And talking about Dre on offense as if he doesn't do everything besides score at an elite level, 15 assists, back-to-back games, he handles the ball all the time. And our defense is bad because we're trying to grow Wiseman and letting someone who has no idea what they're doing play a lot of minutes to develop him. If we play just to win and let Looney and these guys play, our defense is going to be a whole lot better. And we're still, like, what, third in efficiency, 10th overall? I think it's not that bad. I think this hate's out of control.
Thank you, Misha. Just one follow-up, Misha. Steiny, if I may, you can go ahead and lay back and let the praise wash over you. If Draymond is 4 points a game and Draymond's better than Steiny as far as Steiny's humor goes, does that mean that Steiny's good for, what, one joke a show?
Gone.
Yeah, it's all right, Misha. Spadoni, again, especially in these times where the callers agree with me, we want to leave them on so we can pour more salt in the wound. We can throw more dirt on the coffin that is Steiny as a comedian.
Well, what's more dirt needs to be thrown on Guru's hate for Draymond Green than when's the last time I ever said this? You're being way too harsh on Draymond Green. I mean, come on now. The guy is still the best defensive player on their team. One of the best defenders in the league. I'd still put him top 10, 15.
All NBA first or second team? Because that's great to me.
Maybe. Maybe second team.
I got a maybe for you. Okay. I ain't seen it. And well, he's playing good defense. Right. But great, yeah. that's when everybody around you is on lock. Wiggins, he ain't making Wiggins great. He ain't making Oubre great. They already can defend, Dibs.
Right. Draymond's closer to the all-defensive team than Steiny is to the all-comedy team. And for more on this, let's go to the local kid in the 707 who wants to weigh in on this burning, burning question, local kid. What do you got for us? What do you got?
Hey, I just want to speak on the topic of Draymond Green.
Sure. Speak on it.
All right. So I understand his defensive presence and his assist and everything that goes along with that. But come on, when the team is losing by 2 points and Draymond only scores 2 points, can you not give me one more layup, one more, you know, a couple more points? I mean, come on, like, don't be in a position where you're relying on the other team, or excuse me, the rest of the team, just because you're saying, I'm the coach on the floor, I'm the defense, count me out on scoring. Don't be that guy. Come on, like, get with the
but,
floor.
Okay.
Everybody else, you got to step up and score a couple more points. A couple more points wins or loses games. Am I right or am I wrong?
I got you, local kid.
You're
it's
correct.
Like a couple more laughs can make or break a segment when your boy gives me crickets when I come up with a clever one-liner every now and again.
Dibs?
Steiny?
I thought you knew me, Steiny.
What do you mean? I do know you, like the back of my hand.
If I didn't say another word before our stretch four goes on vacay, my only point is when you are bringing a mulligan to the table and it's okay – I'm looking at you with four sets of eyes on defense. And his defense ain't so great that it's making up for the non-offense. But not everybody.
So are you saying he's been a negative this year?
That. No. Well, then
what are you talking about?
I don't cut him in half. He ain't been great. He's playing good defense with no offense. That's what I'm saying. Don't tell me no offense and he's playing spectacular defense. He ain't playing spectacular defense.
Let me ask you a question.
Steiny, let me ask you a question. Can we let the callers decide this burning question? I'm staring down the barrel of Maria outside my window. She's coming in to try to clean the house. And
all right.
I need 10 more minutes, Maria, because TJ in Oakland wants to weigh in on the burning debate. Is Steiny funnier than Draymond is efficient on offense? TJ, what do you got for us, kid?
Oh, man, I'm going with Steiny all the way. If Steiny tries to be funny, it's not cringeworthy. But when Draymond shoots a three-pointer, it is cringeworthy. Also, and I'm with Guru 100%. What you guys are forgetting is that Draymond is getting paid $100 million. He's getting paid as, you know, one of the elite players in the league. You're an elite player, but you can't give me 10 points. He's going up scoring 2 and 1 point a game. If he at least scores 6 against Dallas, we win that game. So it's not too much to ask Draymond for a little bit more when he's done it in big games when you go back to 2016 and in the past. So I for as much as Draymond talked and the way that he ran KD out of here, we don't need you. Yeah, you can say that to KD if you plan on scoring more than 1 point. You can tell KD you don't need him and score 2 points in the game. And that's all I got to say. Thank you, guys.
I love it. Rack that guy. TJ coming strong. One more, Steiny, as we try to break this tie. Rob in Vallejo. It's the ultimate sports debate. Steiny funny. Draymond offensive threat. What do you got?
I think that Steiny is as funny as he thinks Gilbert Gottfried is.
Oh. Run this guy.
I believe that's a walk-off. Shout out David
Bowie
from
Zoolander. No, it's a run. No, he got run. It was not a walk off. Hey, you know what?
You got walked off.
Hey, what was that guy's name?
Rob in Vallejo.
Yeah. I thought it was San Bruno, but he was different, Steiny.
Last time I'm ever going to try to stick up for Draymond Green. I'm getting hammered here. Goo.
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
Goo.
I ran about 50-50. Yeah.
To the third worst rebounding team in the league. If this guy is great, they're not that low. Don't forget about the rebounding aspect of defense. This team is the third worst rebounding team. Why is that, Steiny, if my guy is so great?
Because your guy, Wiseman, at 7'1", has hands of stone.
He's giving you six a game.
Oh, right. And so's Draymond at 6'6". What's your point? Come on, Goo.
What are you telling me about his defense, Steiny?
It's still very good. That's what I'm telling you.
And what about his offense? I'm old school. I don't separate the two.
Here's the problem you have with offense. Here's the problem. When you say offense, what you really mean is scoring. That's all you mean, scoring. You don't think that passing is offense. You don't think that setting a good screen is offense. You don't think that moving without the ball is offense. You just care about the ball going in the basket, not anybody who may facilitate somebody else scoring the basket.
Yeah, and that's so, where I lean
real
on.
Real quick, Dibs, can I let me rebuttal to that? Because
no,
Steiny,
please, Guru,
you didn't hear me.
We've got
real quick, Dibs.
We have full phone lines right now.
I know, but I got to get this out. When you talk about impact to Draymond, you missed when I said that's his biggest impact. His impact is on Steph. I don't miss those things you just recited. That's where his impact to me is more than what he's doing defensively. Third worst
triple eight 957-957.
Wait, are you just saying right now that Draymond's a better offensive player than defensive player?
No, I'm using the I word, impact, the things that he does for Steph Curry, getting this team in its offense, setting the screens is greater than what he's doing on the defensive end. This team ain't winning games because it's playing great defense. And now you're caping up for him. I'm shocked. I'm not saying he's a bum. I'm saying he's not great defensively. I disagree.
Vegas Rob break the tie.
Draymond is still a hell of a defender.
And
hell
ultimately, nobody gives a crap about Draymond Green's defense or his offense. They care about whether or not Steiny is funnier than Draymond is offensively efficient. Vegas Rob, the final word. Break the tie as I head into a stretch four weekend. What up, Vegas?
Steiny is funnier, but I'm going to tell you who's laughing harder. Kevin Durant is laughing harder at Draymond Green because he is a joke right now. You cost this man to leave, and look what you did to our team. And you just like our kryptonite now, man. Like, how long are we going to put up with this, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, the stuff is over with, man. Now it's you. You here, and you not putting up numbers. You know what I'm saying? Now we're looking at – we should have kept KD. But Steiny is funnier because Draymond, you declining, man. Like, you are kryptonite. You know what I'm saying? So Steiny won to me.
Sounds like barely, though.
Vegas Rob, yeah. Yeah, it was barely. It was one of those old-school 74-73 NBA games. Yeah, you won, but 7 of 28 from the floor. Congrats, Steiny. You are funnier than Draymond is good. Yeah, that's probably too much of an ovation. But
I'm actually, we're having fun, but I am actually surprised, Goo. I mean, really, I'm surprised. I mean, Draymond is still a damn good defender. Is he as good a defender as he was the year where Jim Barnett called him the greatest defender he's ever seen, including Bill Russell? No, I don't think he is. But, man, Goo.
How's he rebounded this year, Steiny? How's he rebounded? Or does he need another month or two before we start judging him? How's he rebounding this year? I'm just asking you that.
I don't know. What is he getting, 5 or 6 a game?
His team is third worst at it.
Okay, but his team's also the third best. They're also the third best defensive team, defensive field goal percentage. At least they were right before the Spurs game.
And so, they're 13-12. And
right,
they gave
so if Draymond Green isn't as good as he is on defense, maybe they're 10-15. Wow.
I'm telling you, his impact is everything that you just said about the screen setting for Steph, bringing the ball up. I don't ignore all of that. I just don't see on the defensive end him being this great defender.
All righty. All right, we can leave it there. Dibs, have a good
Monday,
rest of the weekend.
Tuesday,
take your stretch four. And Damon Ratto and Kolsky next. And thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you on the other side.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.